Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a temporary halt in Syria talks. The United Nations is postponing the Syrian talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura calls the delay a temporary pause, but Syrian representative Bashar al-Jafari called the talks a failure.
Failure, yes, there is a failure. It's a failure of everybody except the government of the Syrian Arab Republic, because we responded positively to the invitation.
Meanwhile, Syrian state television says the army and Shiite militias, known as the Popular Defense Committees, had broken the rebels' three-year blockade around Nabul and Zara, part of the government's advance in Aleppo province. 70 world leaders are due on Thursday in London for the fourth Syria Donors Conference. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
The toll on civilians grows heavier by the month as Syria's civil war enters its sixth year. The United Nations estimates more than 250,000 people have been killed. 4.5 million Syrians have fled the country, and a further 6.6 million are internally displaced, half of them children. World leaders are aiming to raise $9 billion. Last year, the United Nations received only $3.3 billion of the $8.4 billion promised by donors. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Somali authorities have found the body of a passenger missing from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport Tuesday. An explosion ripped a hole in the plane shortly after takeoff. 12 Pacific region trade ministers signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership in Auckland, New Zealand, Thursday, a broad free trade agreement that will cut taxes and trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. This is VOA News.